Minsan ay nagawi si Billy Graham sa New York. At sa kanyang paghahanap ng post office, siya ay naligaw. Kaya tinanong niya ang isang batang, sabi niya, "Boy, saan ba ang post office? Angin ako pa hinahanap at ako'y naliligaw." Sabi ng bata ay, "Dumiretso lamang po kayo at pangalawang kanto po, kumaliwa kayo at makikita niyo na po doon yung post office." Tuwang-tuwa si Billy Graham at ang sabi niya sa bata, "Salamat ha. Gusto mo bang malaman ang daan patungo sa langit?" Ang sagot ng bata, "Post office nga po, hindi nyo alam, langit pa." We all want to get somewhere. And how do we get there? We get there by asking for direction. We all want to get somewhere in our spiritual lives. And what we need is spiritual direction. Welcome to Crossworld Online Worship. Sa ating September theme na Grow Up. Last week, we discussed about the spiritual disciplines of solitude, of study, of surrender, and of service. For today, we'll be discussing about spiritual direction. Ang Crossworld po ay nabubuhay at nag-exist solely for two reasons. Number one is to glorify God and to make disciples. So let's go to the Word of God and find out anong basis ng atin pong pagsunod sa Panginoon in the area of glorifying Him and making disciples. If you have your Bibles with you, turn to Matthew 28 verses 18 to 20. Ito po ang sabi ng salita ng Panginoon from the NIV. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age." Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, sa araw pong ito, kami lumalapit sa iyo at nagpapakumbaba, at hiling po namin ang banal mong Espiritu ang siyang kumiro sa aming mga puso, sa aming mga buhay upang maunawaan ang iyong salita at maisakatuparan po namin ang iyong kalooban sa aming buhay. Lord, we worship you, we exalt you, and we want to hear from you, and we will obey. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, spiritual direction. No? How do we get there? Paano ba tayo makakarating doon sa ating dapat paroonan as believers and as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ? There are three things that I want to share based on our text for today. Number one is authority. What do we need to get there? We need authority. Not authority for ourselves, but authority above us. Ang sabi po doon sa verse 18, "All authority has been given unto me," says Jesus. Ibinigay na ang lahat ng kapamahalaan sa Kanya, sa langit at gayon din sa lupa. Ang kapamahalaan na ito, authority na ito, is not just some authority, but this is the full authority. It is not some kind of an emergency power, but the fullness of the authority in heaven and on earth. Now, kung sakaling bigyan ka ng ganyang klase ng kapamahalaan, you have such immense power and authority, no? What will you do? Ano kayang gagawin mo if you have that kind of authority? Siguro kung ako si Jesus, ang gagawin ko noong ako'y nabuhay na maguli na I have the authority, well, I will show myself to everyone. Siguro pupunta ako ng Roma at ipapakita kong sarili ko kay Caesar Nero at sisipain ko siguro. O kaya magpapakita ako sa kay Pilato at sa mga Romanong sundalong pumatay sa akin at ipapamukha ko sa kanila na sila'y mali. I will vindicate myself and I will take matters into my hands, no? Para lang mapatunayan na ako talaga yung Messiah if I were Jesus. Probably I will mobilize all the powerful, the influential, the rich and the famous in all Rome, no? In the whole Roman Empire to be on my side and begin a worldwide mission to conquer the planet. Yan ang mga nasa isip ko, no? Pero buti na lang si Jesus hindi ako. Siguro sa langit, Jesus could have sent all the angels, no? At magtayo sila ng mga center sa bawat bansa. Alam niyo mga anghel, mas mababili sila, mas malalakas sila, at isa pa, walang pabasahe, no? Economical. No? Palagay ko mas mapapabilis ang Great Commission kung ginamit niya 'yung mga anghel. Pero mga kapatid, hindi tayo si Jesus, at buti na lang at si Jesus ang naging Panginoon at hindi tayo. Sapagkat iba po ang kanyang paraan, no, kung paanong ang buong mundo ay mapasailalim ng kanyang kapamahalaan. So, in this passage in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, it reminds us, no, na not to miss the main focus of the Great Commission. And the main focus is not us. It's not vindicating ourselves. It's not taking vengeance. It's not proving to the world that we are on the right. It's not about that. It's not about our reputation. It's not about our dreams, our plans. It's all about Jesus. It's all about His kingdom. It's all about the will of God. No? Kasi kung para sa atin ito, no, eh gagawin lang natin ito dahil gusto lang nating isulong yung sarili nating agenda. Now, suppose God will give you a blank check, no, for this kingdom advancement. Ano kaya ang gagawin natin? Well, kung ako si Jesus, siguro I will build a center just like Pentagon or the Parliament or White House, no, para nang sa ganun, mas makapangyarihan yung galaw natin. And sa lahat ng mga disciple makers, well, I will give allowance, no, siguro the highest paid in all occupations will be the disciple makers, will be the pastors and missionaries. Mas mataas pa sa sweldo ng mga CEO, mas mataas pa sa sweldo ng mga specialists, mga business people. Siguro, ang gagawin ko ay kapag may mga na-win ka ng mga big fish or mga influential people, you have will have commission. When you win your whole school, your whole company, your whole community, then you will have benefits and perks so that you will be motivated to do the Great Commission. Gandang ideya, no, di ba? For every soul won, no? 5,000 pesos will be debited to your account. $100 will be debited to your account. Palagay ko kung ganun ang gagawin natin, ano, in 2 months lang, siguro the world will be evangelized. And, no, they could have lived happily ever after. Pero hindi 2 months, hindi 2 years, hindi rin 2 centuries. It has been 2 millenniums already. Why the wait? No, if Jesus had all the powers in the universe, if He had all the authority in heaven and on earth, why did He wait? Siguro isang simpleng reason ba why He allowed it to tarry or to take some time? Eh kasi kung na-evangelize na ang buong mundo nung panahon niya, baka nag-second coming na noon, hindi na tayo pinanganak. Eh di hindi tayo nakasali doon sa kaligtasan at sa buhay na walang hanggan. Well, this is part of the mercy of God to save as many people as possible. Siguro ito rin yung sinasabi at pinapakita sa atin na, you know, discipleship takes much time. And Jesus took all the time that He needed. But Jesus never used that power. Jesus never used that authority, although, no, He has it. Why? Because He recognized that He is still under the authority of His Father. Ito pong napakahalaga. Maunawaan natin that we need someone above us to direct us, to guide us, to lead us. Hindi pwede na gawin natin ang advancing the kingdom on our own. So, pag gumagawa po tayo ng disciples, we're doing disciple making as our core mission and as our core ministry. Not because sinabi ito ni Pastor. Hindi dahil ito'y napagkaisahan ng board o ng mga leadership na gawin kaya natin ito. Hindi rin naman ito dahil uso lang, no? Gawin natin yung disciple making. Ginagawa natin ito hindi dahil wala tayong ibang magawa. Ginagawa natin ang disciple making because this is our Great Commission from the Lord Himself. That is our core ministry. That is our core mission. And we are God's authority. Since Jesus obeyed His Father as to times and seasons, we must obey Him too. So yung pong una in the Great Commission. How do we get there? We need an authority above us, and we are under God's authority. Secondly, how do we get there? No? With spiritual direction. Number two is brokenness. Number one is authority. Number two is brokenness. When we attended last IDMC in Singapore via a virtual conference, no, Pastor Barney Lau, one of the pastors, Pastor Ed Monchano, Covenant Evangelical Church, made this very important question. If discipleship is important, why is it so neglected? And he mentioned four reasons why discipleship in the church is neglected. Number one, okay, the church is in denial. The church is in denial. Yung mga akala ng church ay dahil may worship service online, merong live group online, merong prayer meeting online, o kaya maraming mga activities na ginagawa, akala ng church na di-disciple na. Hindi pa po. So minsan, we're living in an illusion. No, na akala natin pag umatin ng worship service ang isang tao, na-disciple na. Pagka nag-go through a particular lesson, na-disciple na. No, it's not. So one reason why discipleship is neglected is because the church is in denial. Number two, the church is distracted. Ang church po ay napakaraming pinagkakaabalahan, napakaraming ginagawa. At minsan nakakalimutan na yung pinakamahalaga na dapat natin ginagawa, which is disciple making. Number three is, it is difficult. No, mahirap daw kasi yung mag-disciple. It takes so much time, it's messy, it's so hard, it's not an easy job. Kaya po yung iba, ayaw mag-disciple, ayaw magpa-disciple kasi nga para ang daming requirements, ang daming pinagagawa. And number four, I think this is the most important reason of all. The church has no disciples. Why? Because it takes a disciple to make disciples. How can you expect for a church to make disciples kung wala namang disciples dun sa loob ng church? You know, the command to make disciples assumes that we are disciples ourselves. The question is, are we? Are we disciples? Ano ba yung disciple? Sa Greek word, yung word na disciple, ang word na ginamit doon ay matetes. Ang ibig sabihin ng isang matetes ay isang follower, isang student, isang learner. Someone who follows someone. Or a mentor-mentee relationship, mentoree relationship, or a coach and a player relationship, or a teacher and a student relationship. So we need someone. Yes, we are under God's authority, but God will not come down from heaven and meet with you face to face so that He can disciple you. He will not do that. So He uses people. No? Gumagamit siya ng mga tao para mangusap sa ating buhay. And for that to happen, we need to be broken. We need brokenness. Kasi if we don't have brokenness, we will not listen. If we don't have brokenness, we will not hear. Kasi sometimes feeling natin, mas magaling pa tayo doon sa mentor natin, o sa teacher natin, o sa pastor natin, o kung sino man nagli-lead sa atin. So we need spiritual directors or mentors. And every one of us needs a mentor to guide us. Bago pa natin pag-usapan ito, usong-uso na ito sa sports, sa business world, sa music and arts, na merong talagang coach and athlete, teacher-student relationship. Ang siguro isang sikat na sikat ay si Michelangelo and kung hindi nyo kilala, ang kanyang mentor ay si Bertoldo. At sa art circle, pinagtatalunan nga sino daw ang mas magaling. Yung bang student na si Michelangelo o yung mentor na si Bertoldo. So napakahalaga po, no, na makita natin na we can only disciple if we are disciples ourselves. And one important quality of a disciple is being broken. Naalala ko yung paborito kong kwento about Michelangelo na pinagagawa ni Bertoldo ng isang painting. At hindi pa niya tapos yung painting, nakita niya yung lump of clay, yung luad, at nagsimula siyang gumawa ng sculpture. Nung hapon na, no, pagbalik ni Bertoldo, nung kanyang mentor, na pinakita ni Michelangelo kung gaano kaganda yung kanyang obra na isang sculpture, no? Napakaganda naman talaga. Nung makita ni Bertoldo, ang ginawa niya, kinuha niya yung maso at winasak niya sa harapan ni Michelangelo yung kanyang ginawang statue. At ang sabi ni Bertoldo, it's a classic statement, talent is nothing. Obedience is everything. So walang kwenta kung gaano kagaling yung ginagawa mo. If you don't know how to listen, if you don't know how to follow instructions, if you don't know how to obey, then you won't amount to anything. Kasi hindi niya patapos yung pinagagawa ng kanyang maestro kung saan na naman siya nagsuot at kung saan siya pumunta. Now the question is, why are we not broken? Bakit hindi ba tayo mabasag-basag? Ano bang problema? Bakit hindi tayo basag? No, I have here some reasons. No? Number one is we allow nobody to speak to us. Hindi natin pinapahintulutan na may mangusap sa atin. Ayaw nating makinig, ayaw nating mapagsabihan. Pangalawa, we are full of pretensions. No? We are full of pagpapanggap at pagkukunwari. Na parang ayaw nating makitaan tayo ng kakulangan o kahinaan. Kaya ang ginagawa natin, pilit nating minimake upan yung sarili natin. Pilit nating pinapaganda ang imahe natin sa paningin ng iba. No, para tumaas ang tingin nila sa atin. No, ang root underlying problem nito ay napakalalim ng insecurity sa atin, kaya hindi mo tuloy maipahayag kung sino ka, no? Kung hindi mo maipakita kung ano ang totoong nilalaman ng iyong puso. And that is pretension. Ngayong online ang mga klase ng mga bata. Alam niyo kung sinong namumroblema ng matindi? Hindi naman yung mga estudyante. Ang namumroblema ng matitindi ay yung mga magulang, no? Bakit? Kanyo? Eh kasi yung mga magulang kapag kumukuha ng quiz yung mga anak, hindi sila mapakali kapag ka ang nakuhang score ay 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10, no? Ire-retake at ire-retake yung exam hanggang sa yung quiz na ito ay maging 8 man lang over 10. No, why? Kasi ayaw ng magulang na mag-appear na parang walang alam yung kanilang anak. So sino may problema? No? O inaamin ko, isa po ako dun sa mga magulang na talagang parang you want to project that your children is doing very well. And later, napag-usapan namin ni AB na, anak, aminin mo na talaga hindi mo alam. Sabihin mo, para na sa ganun ma-assess ng mga teachers kung saan ang level. No? So we don't need to pretend. Bakit ba kinakailangan natin mag-pretend? Kasi nga, malalim ang insecurity sa atin. We don't want to be rejected. We don't want to be criticized. We don't want to be confronted. We want to look good. Yun ang problema sa atin. Kaya ang taong puro make-up ang buka, no? Ang taong pilit na ikinukubli ang lahat ng kanyang mga flaws, ay nako, mahirap pong maging broken ang mga tao na ito. They have so much fear and insecurities in their lives. They have the fear of being found, fear of being rejected, fear of losing respect because they wanted to be accepted and recognized. And sometimes they just comply complacently. Parang ano lang, para lang masabi lang na ano, but yun ang malukot. Ayaw po natin na mangyari that we are producing people in Crossroad who are pretentious. No? Kasi pag ipinasa po yan sa mga disciples, hindi na po talaga pong ano, malalaglag, madidiskaril, no? At talagang hindi natin matuturuan ng maayos ang atin pong mga disciples. Why? Because of makeup and pretensions. So how can we help them? How can we help you? Stop pretending. No? Stop these pretensions. Nung sinabi ng Lord sa Matthew 28 na baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, yung word po na baptize dito is very important kasi yung pong baptism is a symbol of burial. Ibig sabihin, it is like dying, no? In short, yung pong ibig sabihin nun, dying to ourselves, dying to our rights, dying to our opinion, dying to our own ways, dying to our own identity. Kaya kung tayo namatay na sa sarili nating identity, bakit kinakailangan pa nating magkubli? Pinubuhay pa natin ang ating sarili. Nung sinabing baptize them in the name of God, ibig sabihin nun, we are assuming a new identity. And this identity liberates us to be who God wants us to be. But we cannot be who God wants us to be if we are not true to ourselves. If we are not honest. If we are not transparent. If we are not vulnerable. When we are overly conscious about how we look, our self-image, after our reputation, hindi po tayo talaga mag-grow up. So we need to be truthful. At yan din pong dahilan kung bakit hindi tayo broken at igit sa lahat, why don't we have a mentor? Bakit nga ba wala tayong mentor? Bakit hindi tayo magkaroon ng mentor? And I have here written 4 reasons why. Number 1, because you are proud to ask. Masyado tayong mataas ang tingin natin sa ating sarili na gusto natin, tayo yung tinatawag, tayo yung hinahanap, no? O parang iniisip mo sa isang conference na mayroong 10,000 people, bigla na lang hihinto yung preacher at sasabihin niya, sa bandaron, sa ganitong row, sa ganitong seat number, tumayo ka at ikaw yon. At sasabihin ng preacher siguro, he will prophesy upon your life at sasabihin niyang, you are the chosen one. God will use you. Sometimes we feel like, kailangan bang gano'n na tayo yung hanapin, tayo yung puntahan, para lang sabihin na, can I mentor you? No, sometimes we're too proud. Kaya when somebody asks you, na would you like to join me in a mentoring relationship, at tinanggihan mo, ewan ko lang kung anong klaseng espiritu meron ka. Because that's an opportunity for you to grow. Don't be too proud to ask. You can ask. Hindi nakakahiyang magtanong at hindi nakakahiya na magpa-mentor. Actually, malaking karangalan ang magpa-mentor. Pangalawa, you are too ashamed to make request. Minsan sabihin natin, kasi nahihiya naman ako na mag-apply, nahihiya naman ako mag-request na i-mentor ako. Baka mamaya masyado siyang busy, baka naman masyado siyang abala at wala nang siyang panahon para sa akin. Alam nyo, yung katuwiran na yan, it's just a smoke screen, ano, to pride. It's another form of pride. Kasi ayaw mong mapahiya. At feeling mo nakakaistorbo ka, so hindi ka na lang magpupursue. So pag hindi mo pinursue yung posibleng mentor mo, dahil sa embarrassment or feeling of shame, then let me tell you frankly, you are prideful because you're only thinking of yourself. Number 3, you are too independent to rely on someone else. Why? Kasi matalino ka naman. You have it all figured out. Parang, bakit pa ako magko-consult? Eh, alam ko naman ang sagot. Yan ang karaniwang mga problema natin. Kailangan ba ikukonsulta lahat? Kailangan ba sasabihin lahat? Wala ba akong sariling kakayahang mag-isip, mag-innovate? Mga kapatid, we are not stifling your ingenuity or your creativity or your innovation or your initiative or your capacity to be independent. You can be who you want to be, no? Provided you ask for guidance. Lalo sa mga magulang mo, lalo sa mga teachers mo, lalo dun sa mga taong you respect the most. It is not required, but it will be your loss. It is not an obligation, especially to your parents, to your pastor, to your leader. Siguro, it's simple courtesy. Why you don't have a mentor? Kasi nga, masyado kang believe sa iyong sarili. Later in life, you will realize how important a mentor is. Later, you will understand how important the advice of your father is, or your mother is, or your pastor, or your leader. Sa kaya ngayon pa lang, sanayin mo na yung sarili mo. Kahit independent ka, to depend. Amen. Amen. And number four reason is this. You're not ready. You're not ready. Kapag ka siguro napapanood nyo yung mga Chinese movies, like yung mga movies si Jackie Chan, no, nila Jet Li, no. Diba, pagka mga, may mga estudyante dyan, lalapit doon sa kanilang mga master. No, ano laging sinasabi? Talagang desperate sila. Sabi nila, Master, teach me kung fu. Mo, teach me kung fu. Teach me kung fu. Talagang nagmamakaawa yan para turuan lang sila. Siguro, the reason why you don't have a mentor is you're not desperate enough. You're not really in need. In short, you're not really broken. Sabi ni Henry Nouwen, teachers can teach only when there are students who want to learn. Spiritual directors can direct only when there are seekers who come with a question. Without a question, an answer is experienced as manipulation or control. Without a struggle, the help offered is considered interference. And without the desire to learn, direction is easily felt as oppression. That's from Henry Nouwen in his book, Spiritual Direction. Sabi, paano ka ba kakakuha ng sagot kung hindi ka naman nagtatanong? Paano kang tutulungan kung wala namang struggle? Paano kang i-guide kung wala namang pangangailangan? At kung merong advice na ibibigay sa'yo, unsolicited yun. Kapag nagbigay ng direction sa'yo at wala ka namang nararamdamang pangangailangan, ang feeling mo, you're being oppressed or pinakikialaman ng iyong buhay. Kapag hindi tayo broken, we will never be a learner, we will never be a student, we will never become a disciple of Jesus Christ. Sa last year IDMC, doon sa workshop na Discipling Towards Spiritual Maturity, ang theme last year ay Rethinking Discipleship. Itong sabi ni Pastor Edmond Chan, when the student is ready, the master will appear. When the student is ready, the master will appear. But when the student is fully ready, the master disappears. Kapag ka daw pala handa na tayong matuto, handa na magpa-disciple, handang magpa-mentor, darating daw po yung mentor. Pero hanggang hindi tayo nakahanda, hindi po siya darating. So anong indicator para masabi na talagang ikaw ay ka-mentor-mentor? Ang ibig sabihin nun ay pwede ka nang i-mentor, na-ready ka na to mentor, to be mentored, no? Siguro number one quality ng isang handa na i-mentor is a pursuer. Yung talagang pinupursue mo relentlessly yung mentor. Hahabulin mo siya, pupuntahan mo siya, pakikinggan mo siya, magpaparamdam ka sa kanya. Yun. No? At talagang dahil may pangangailangan ka, lagi kang dikit ng dikit. Pursuer. marami akong mga na-mentor in the area of, for example, swimming. No? Kasi dikit ng dikit sa akin. So, pagka nasa swimming pool, so, sige, turuan kitang lumangoy. No? Ang dami ko na pong naturuan mag-drive. No? Kasi laging lalapit sa akin, paano ba mag-drive? Paano mag-drive? Pagtuturo ko ng ping-pong, no? Dami ka. Kasi nagpapaturo talaga. No? So, ganun din naman. When you pursue your possible mentor, then most probably that's an indication that you are ready to be mentored. Pangalawang quality is you're a obedience. When you obey, it is prompt, no? Kapag ka may pinagawa sa'yo, mabilis mong gawin. You know, sometimes yung mga mentor, hinahanap yung mga ganyang imementor na kapag kami sinabi ka, gawin mo to, ginawa agad, that's an indication na, wow, this mentoree is ready to be mentored. Kasi binigyan mo ng reflection assignments. Ginawa agad. Pinasa agad sa'yo. Wow, nakakatuwa yon sa isang mentor, di ba? Kasi mabilis na gumagawa. Pangatlo is prober. Yung nagtatanong, humihingi ng advice, laging tanong ng tanong, no? Ang magaling daw pong estudyante, hindi yung magaling sumagot sa mga tanong, kundi magaling magtanong. Sapagkat sa mga tanong na ito, no, ay minsan napupuwersa yung mentor mag-isip. Minsan natututo din yung mentor dahil sa kanyang mga tanong. No, kaya napakahalaga na marunong muna tayong magtanong. Before we do something, we ask question. Meron pong isang parang company na nag-hire po sila ng mga empleyado. At dumating na po yung mga applicants doon. Siguro apat yung applicants doon. At ginawa po nung interviewer ay naghanda siya ng pizza. No? At pinanood niya po yung kung paano kumain ng pizza itong mga applicants, no? Tatlo po doon, no, ay bago kainin yung pizza, nilagyan ng salt. Yung isa doon, kinagat muna yung pizza bago lagyan ng salt. Alam nyo siguro kung sinong kinuha nung HR, nung boss. Ang kinuha po, yung kinagat muna yung pizza bago niya lagyan ng salt. Kasi sa pagkagat mo, ina-assess mo yung situation, yung bang pizza maalat o hindi. And then kung tama na ang timpla, ba't mo pa kinakailangan lagyan ng asin? Kung kulang naman, di bunburan mo ng asin. Ganon din sa isang mini-mentor. No, hindi yung mabilis kang gumalaw na hindi ka nagtatanong. Magtanong ka muna, i-assess mo muna ang situation, i-assess mo yung sarili, tanungin mo muna ang mentor mo, what do you think of this? And then you go. You can still be innovative, you can still be creative, no? Provided there is a, you know, communication with the person that you're accountable to. That's how you grow up. That's how you do it. At panghuli is practitioner. Someone who practices what is being taught by the mentor. I think you are now ready if you have these four qualities. You're a pursuer, a prompter, a prober, and a practitioner. Amen. Ah, nakita na natin yung dalawa, no? How do we get there, no? In our spiritual direction. And how do we grow up? Number one, authority. Number two is brokenness. Number three is commission. That's the ABC, no, of spiritual direction. Authority, brokenness, and commission. So Jesus had all authority in heaven and on earth. And what a strange command he gave to his disciples. Ang sabi niya, make disciples of every nation, teaching them to obey everything I taught you. Ang pinakamahalaga pong command ng Lord dito is to make disciples. And a very important ingredient in making disciples is teaching them to obey. Teaching them to obey. Lagi kong sinasabi that the most difficult part of making disciples, no, is teaching them to obey. Bakit po? Sapagkat it's so easy to teach to inspire. Napakadali pong magturo para lang mainganyo, ma-inspire, ma-comfort, ma-encourage sa mga tao. But teaching them to obey takes time. Teaching them to obey takes risk. Teaching them to obey takes discipline. Kaya hindi pwedeng broadcast lang ng preaching o ng worship service o live streaming lang ng prayer. There has to be a way na meron talagang one-on-one life sharing para talaga magkaroon ng checking of lives kung talaga bang mayroong obedience, kung tama ba talaga yung attitude. No? Kasi yun pong pinapagawa ng Panginoon sa atin. Eh. Teaching them to obey. Sabi ni Pastor Edmund Chan, we need to practice intentional apprenticeship with accountability. That's what we need. Practice intentional apprenticeship with accountability. Because we should inspect what we expect. Kapag ka hindi mo na siniyasat kung anong yung inaasahan, wala pong mangyayari. Kaya kapag ka, halimbawa, narinig lang natin yung Great Commission, make disciples, no? Madali tayong madistract kasi akala natin ang paggawa ng disciple is teach them to sing or teach them to write or teach them to study, to memorize, no? O to preach or to inspire. Pero ang lundo po ng sinabi ng Lord is teaching them to obey. And this is practical life. It is not just teaching a particular skill or enhancing a talent. It's not about that. It's more of life change. Kaya pong Great Commission is not a message to broadcast, but it's a life to live. Teaching them to obey. At para kay Pastor Edmund Chan, ang kanyang tinatinanong siya nung isang katabi niya sa aeroplano, ano daw ang work niya? Naisip-isip niya pagka sinabi niyang pastor, naku, magsasarado na talaga yung conversation kasi ayaw makipag-usap ng mga tao sa pastor, no? Lalo sa mga mahaba ang flight. Kaya ang sabi niya doon sa kanyang katabi sa aeroplano nung tinanong siya, what do you do? Sabi niya, I am a leadership mentor. Wow, gandang pakinggan. Totoo naman, talaga namang mentor si Pastor Edmund Chan. Sabi niya, anong ginagawa ng isang leadership mentor? Well, a leadership mentor moves people from illusion to reality. Brilliant. Napakaganda, napaka-profound na definition ng leadership mentor. Moving people from illusion to reality. Kaya napakahalaga nung life-on-life, one-on-one sharing. Kasi nga, madalas ginagawa pa rin natin yung dati nating naukaugalian. Madalas wala tayo sa hulog, no? At madalas mini-major natin yung minor. Kaya akala natin tuloy ang sinabi ng Lord, go and make money. No, hindi. Go and make decisions, go and make converts, go and make church buildings, no? Go and have praise and worship albums, or go and make entertainment and make a video and audio production and make a choir and make a feeding ministry or hospital. No, ang sabi po, go and make disciples. This is life sharing. This is life transformation. And this, making disciples, involves everyone. Hindi lamang po ito doon sa mga pastor o doon sa mga missionaries, sa mga Christian workers or sa staff. Ito po ay para po sa lahat. Making disciples and teaching people to obey what the Lord taught us. Everything that the Lord taught us. Kailangan po na lahat ay involved dito. Noon daw pong First Reformation, the Word of God was taken away from us. Kaya ang ginawa ni Martin Luther, ni John Calvin, ay ibinalik yung Word of God sa atin pong pananampalataya. At itong Second Reformation naman, no, ay nakalimutan naman daw po yung work of God. Kaya ang nangyayari, yung pong paglilingkod, ministry, ay para lang yan sa mga pastor, para lang yan sa mga missionaries, sa mga professionals. Huwag niyo na kami isama dyan. Total, nagtatides naman kami, nagbibigay naman kami. Hindi yon. Ang gusto ng Panginoon ay masanay ang bawat mananampalataya so that every believer will become a disciple and every believer will become a minister and every believer will become a disciple maker. So nakita natin po yung flow nito. That we are all under the authority of God and being under His authority and under human authority, no, we need to be broken so that we allow ourselves to be mentored by someone. And now, when we are in that process of being discipled, tayo naman ay dinidisciple na, minimentor na tayo, now it's our time naman, it's our moment naman to disciple others, no? To pour ourselves to others. Kasi hindi naman pwedeng huminto lang sa atin. Kung paano tayong inaalalayan, inaalagaan, pinapanalangin, alam mo yon, we have to pay it forward. To also spend time, invest time with someone. No? In your office, in your business circle, you make yourself available and become a mentor to someone else. At anong product na gusto nating makita? Ang gusto nating product na makita is that we produce disciples who are Christ-mastered, who are a certain kind, disciples who are more like Jesus, who are intimately walking with Jesus. At ang kanyang paglilingkod ay nakafocus kay Jesus. Kasi we don't draw attention to ourselves. Sometimes may mga leaders, may mga disciples, they're drawing attention to themselves. No, we don't draw attention to ourselves. We bring them to God. We bring them closer to the Lord. That's what the commission is all about. We make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father. Ibig sabihin nun, ang kanilang loyalty, ang kanilang commitment, ang kanilang consecration is to the Lord, hindi sa atin. Kasi once we draw attention to ourselves, talagang ang discipleship natin, puro pretension. Kapag ka ang aim lang natin, dumami yung disciple natin, ayaw nating may mawala. At sa takot mong may mawala, pretend ka ng pretend. So anong nangyayari? Lalong nagpe-pretend din yung mga disciples mo at walang katotohanan, walang transparency, walang vulnerability. E napakahalaga nito na the main product that we have are Christ-mastered disciples. And we're not raising disciples for church use. Hindi tayo gumagawa ng disciple para dumami yung mga volunteer sa loob ng church. No. You have it all wrong kapag ang inisip natin, kaya kami nag-disciple para dumami ang membro ng church, para maraming mag-volunteer sa loob ng church. No. It's all about discipling people so that they can disciple people in their workplace. The ministry is outside the church so that they can make themselves available to their supplier, to their clients, no, to their customers, to their people at work. Kasi madalas wala nang opportunity, lalo ngayon, wala nang opportunity to be in the church. Ito na yung panahon para magamit tayo ng Lord sa mundo. The main concern here is the world. Kaya nga, ang main verb doon sa Great Commission is not make. At ang object, hindi yung disciples. Hindi siya make the verb, disciples is the object. No. But it is make disciples, one word in the original. Make disciples. At anong object? The object is the world. Every nation. So, ang paggawa pala natin ng disipulo, hindi para sa church. God is not concerned about the largeness of our ministry. God is more concerned about the lostness of the world. Kaya kung ikaw negosyante ka, your ministry is to the people around you. Hindi na sa loob ng church. Doon sa workplace. Doon sa business field. Doon sa mga ka-lunch mo, sa mga ka-meet mo, sila ang mga i-disciple mo. And that is the way that God wants us to do it. Sabi ni Kent Humphrey doon sa Shepherding Stallions, no? Sabi niya ganito, we have spent too much time equipping our business people to do our ministries rather than equipping them to do the ministry God has called them to in the first place. The workplace is the greatest mission field of our day, and yet we do not train business people how to effectively integrate faith into their workplace. God is removing the wall of separation by speaking to pastors and business people all over the world. Kaya sa mga pastors na nakikinig ngayon, ano, ang dapat daw na tanong mo sa mga professionals, sa mga business people is this: what can I do to help you have a ministry with the other engineers and co-workers at your plant? Paano ba kita matutulungan para you can better minister to them, you are equipped para magawa mo yun? Sabi pa rin ni Humphrey, remember, you are not recruiting this group of leaders to the church activities or to your ministry, but you are asking them to allow you to help them to be used by God where they are. Sabi pa ni Kent Humphrey, ang mga pastor daw magaling sa pagpapastol ng mga tupa, pero hindi marunong magpastol ng mga kabayo. No? Na-train ang mga pastor to pastor sheep, but they were never trained to pastor stallions. And business leaders, executives, they are stallions. So pastors who are listening to me right now, kinakailangan mag-reorient ka, realign ka, mag-ayos ka ng iyong mentoring process and mentoring objective. Ang lundo ng lahat ng ito, mga kapatid, no? The authority, the brokenness, and the commission is that ang lundo lang naman ito is we journey together. It's a pilgrimage of life. One of our ethos is shared life. More than the answer to the questions, no? Is we are creating a space for shared life. So, I invite you to invest your life. Look for someone to mentor you. Pray that God will give you someone who will invest his life in you. Pero ihanda mo yung sarili mo. Dapat broken ka. Dapat learner ka. Dapat student ka. Dapat pursuer ka. Dapat marunong kang magtanong. Para ka ma-disciple. In short, dapat broken ka. And then, bakit mo gagawin ito? Kasi nga, para masunod mo yung commission ng Lord for us to make disciples so that we can invest our lives as well to the lives of others. It's all about relationship. Our relationship with God, our relationship with our mentor, and our relationship with someone who the Lord brings to us in the via divine appointment so that we can mentor them. Merong isang lalaki na lumapit sa isang Zen master at ang sabi niya, I want to know, to learn your ways, and I want to be your disciple, and I want to learn from you. Teach me. I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to be equipped. No? Teach me everything that you know. Pumayag naman yung Zen master. Kahit ang ginawa sa kanya, ginawa siya ng secretary. So kahit saan pumunta yung Zen master, kasama siya, nagtitake note siya. Kung ano man ang ano, kakain sila, magkasama sila. Kung merong pupuntahan, merong magsama sila doon sa hotel na matutulog, magkasama sila doon. Okay. Kaya lang after 2 years of being tagged along, eh, na-frustrate itong student. At ang sabi niya ay, hindi niyo naman ako tinuturuan. Ginagawa niyo lang akong alipin. Parang ganun. Yun ang statement niya. Hindi niyo naman, wala naman kayong tinuturo sa akin. Ginagawa niyo lang akong utusan. Tagadala ng bag ninyo, taga ganito ang ginagawa. Turuan niyo naman ako, sabi nung estudyante. Hinarap siyang bigla nung Zen master. Sabi niya, don't you realize when you see direct. At doon lang nagliwanag yung understanding ng student. Kasi kakaiba siya sa lahat ng mga estudyante at mga follower ng Zen master. Kasi the student was with the master. Sabi niya, di ba, kapag naglalakbay tayo, magkasama tayo. Diba, pag kumakain tayo, magkasalo tayo? Di ba kapag naglalakad tayo, magkasama tayo? Pag gumagawa ako ng desisyon, nakikita mo? Kapag ka nagre-respond ako sa anumang situation, nakikita mo kung paano? Kapag may mga problema ang dumarating, nakita mo kung paano ko isolve? When you see direct. That's what mentoring is all about. That's what spiritual direction is all about. It's sharing life. It's allowing yourself to be immersed in the life of your mentor. It's being humble enough and being broken enough to learn from him, not only with the words, but with the ways of the mentor. I pray that we will learn this lesson with all humility to become a disciple. And not just a disciple, but to become a disciple maker. So how do we get there? How do we get there? We get there by recognizing the authority of God. And number two, we get there by being broken as a student, as a learner, no, as a follower. And thirdly, we get there when we obey the commission, when we invest ourselves in the lives of others, and share not just teachings or lessons, but share our lives. That's the way of the master. That's the way of the spiritual direction. At kung nais mo, kapatid, na makilala pa ng lubos si Jesus, he is the master, mentor, discipler, the master teacher. You must begin by having a relationship with him. Sabi nung isa, marami daw daan patungo sa langit, parang aakit ka ng bundok, pwede kang dumaan sa east, pwede kang umakit sa north, pwede kang umakit sa west, pwede kang umakit sa south, at makikita-kita din naman tayo doon sa tuktok ng bundok. Pero ang sabi ng isang wise teacher, oo nga, maraming way para tayo makarating sa Diyos. Pero what if si God mismo yung bumaba at inabot tayo? That's exactly what God did when He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to be with us. Not just to share a lesson or a teaching, but to share His life, to give His life for you, to save you, to redeem you, and to transform you. Won't you receive Jesus Christ into your heart right now? And make Him Lord of your life. Kung yan ang nais mo, you can pray with me. Sabi mo lang, Lord Jesus, I recognize that I am a sinner. And I also recognize that you came from heaven to earth, died on the cross to pay for my sins. Forgive me, Lord. And I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I will walk with you. And I will follow you. And I will obey you as my Lord for as long as I live. In Jesus' name. Kung pinanalangin mo yung panalangin na yan, kapatid, nagkaroon ka ng isang pakikipagtipan at pakikipagrelasyon sa Panginoon. And today begins your journey as a true Christian. Find a mentor. Find someone who will help you grow in your Christian life. Find someone who will hold you accountable, no, in your development. Find someone who will walk with you and journey with you. Find someone. And for those who have been walking with the Lord for the longest time, I think it's about time that you find someone as a student, a follower. Find someone you will invest your life to. Itong kailangan natin so that we can fulfill the Great Commission. By grace, by God's grace, and all for the glory of Jesus. Tayo po'y manalangin. Panginoon, maraming salamat po sapagkat sa araw na ito, pinakilala mo sa amin na ikaw ay nangingibabaw sa lahat. At upang masunod namin ang iyong banal na utos na kami humayo at gumawa ng alagad, we need to be disciples ourselves. Lord, make us true disciples. Pursuers, learners, students, followers. And Lord, teach us also to make disciples. So in that process, Lord, we will be able to fulfill your great commission. Lord, i-bless mo ang buong Cross World. Wherever we are in the world, Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao, Indonesia, London, at lahat po ng ipapanganak ng mga churches, we pray, Father God, that we will be able to catch the same DNA of intentional disciple making. Thank you, Jesus. I pray, Father, that you will bless everyone na nag-join sa amin in worship today. Any need, I pray that you extend your help to them. You touch the sick, Lord God, and we pray that you have mercy on those people who are in need right now. Father God, I pray for your intervention upon people who have problems right now. And show yourself to be faithful, trustworthy, and who will always deliver. Salamat po, Panginoon. And we give you all the glory and all praise, Lord. We love you so much. And we will bring the cross to the world for your glory. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace all the days of your lives. You and your family, God bless you as you bring the cross through the world.